Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Thursday morning here, and it's actually a bank holiday here in Denmark. No work today. I was just opening the window there. And my wife and daughter are actually going away with some friends for a few days. I'm going to stay at home because I need to finish my my main assignment for my degree. A part of doing that has been producing this podcast called Transmedia for the Rest of Us. And I had a really, really, really interesting talk with Roger Overall last night, who's also an audio boo. He's on Twitter as well under that name. He's a photographer, a documentary photographer, a video producer. He produces podcasts. He's even published a book. So he really is the very definition of what I call a transmedia producer. Spoke on Skype last night and did an interview, which the interview itself probably lasted almost an hour. And then we just kept chatting for pretty much an hour after that, just about everything, about transmedia, about producing stuff online, how he's gone about, turning what he does into a business, how he's kind of monetizing some of the things that he does. And I came away from the conversation, it got to a point where we both, I think, got tired. Had we been sitting down the pub having a few pints or whatever, I think we could have kept talking all night. But the fact that it was kind of a little bit over Skype, and it was getting quite late, and it just got to a point where we could both feel we were a bit tired, so the conversation kind of started lagging a little bit, so we decided to kind of say, okay, see you later. But now we know each other online, which is really great, and I feel that Roger is someone I could definitely come up with some ideas to do some stuff with and collaborate with. But what I came away with, really, from talking to him was feeling really inspired. I'm in this situation at the moment, and I'm going to be quite candid about this, where I'm finishing my degree in multimedia design, so I'm working on this main assignment, which has to be in on the 1st of June. Which is really soon. So that's this next few days I have where I'm going to be home alone. I can really spend an awful lot of time on it, actually. I've got a couple of episodes of the podcast to put together, and I also need to transcribe, because I need a printed report to hand in. So I need to transcribe a lot of what I'm doing, so I can make... Well, my plan is to produce an iBook, which will include the transcriptions, some of the videos that are involved with the project, because there's a couple of videos now that are involved with the project. One from Joanna Penn and one from that girl Tyson. They've both turned the interviews that we did together over Skype and over the internet into kind of episodes of their own podcasts, and they both do video podcasts. So I'm making an audio podcast based on what we've done to fit in with what I'm doing with Transmedia for the Rest of Us. And they are taking that content and spreading it across their platforms, which is video. And also with Joanna as well. She produces a little... She turns her videos into audio. So it's kind of a funny situation where there's going to be video and audio flying around the web from those two parts. Of Transmedia for the Rest of Us. So what I can do with an iBook is I can include the audio, I can include the videos, I can even make some additional content and put that all together in a nice package that you can see on your iPad. And then on top of that, I need to put everything into a printed report. Part of the way I'm going to do that is the bits where I can't include media on paper. I'm sure that's coming in a couple of years' time, but it's not there yet. I'm going to use QR codes. So when you get to a piece of media in the printed report, there's a QR code. You can scan it with your phone or your iPad or whatever, and that'll just take you directly to the film or the audio, so you can listen to it. And of course, alongside there are printed report. If you're not one of those people who likes scanning QR codes. there'll be a DVD with audio and video content on it next to it. So the Transmedia for the Rest of Us is going to kind of be a transmedia project all in itself. And the iBook will be available for everyone to download, actually. And of course, the podcast itself is online. But I digress from what I was talking about. Coming away from the conversation with Roger last night really made me think about my situation. I'm finishing this degree. I've been part of my finishing my degree is doing work experience. So I've actually been at a company called Redweb, which is based partly here in Aarhus, where I live in Denmark, and partly in Odense, which is like the second biggest city Aarhus is the second biggest, Odense is the third biggest city in Denmark. So kind of the main part of Redweb is based in Odense. They've got about 25-30 employees working out there. And then I've been doing work experience at the Aarhus office. And there's actually now... there's actually six of us, including me, now, who work out there. What I've been doing at Redweb is... They basically make websites, and they've got a lot of big clients, and they make websites using the CMS platform Joomla. They don't code completely from scratch. They actually stand on the shoulder of giants and use this open source platform called Joomla, which, if you don't know what it is, or you haven't really checked it out, and you're not quite happy with WordPress or anything like that, check out Joomla. It really is a very powerful platform to start from to build a website. And that's what Redweb does. They use Joomla as a base, and they produce a lot of plugins as well for Joomla, and they really contribute to the Joomla community because it's an open source community. So they don't just take Joomla and use it for commercial purposes. They actually do an awful lot to contribute to Joomla as an open source project. But they use Joomla as a base for building all their websites. And of course, when I approached them about getting an internship, the one thing they said to me, because I can code, I can build websites from scratch, I can code. So me going to them was kind of bringing all my skill set, which was being able to do that, being able to do video and produce media, and the thing that they were really interested in. Was media production, and that's something I've been doing for a very long time. I went to film school when I was in my 20s. That was way before there really was anything called the internet to be really spoken about, or social media, or even, you know, way before high definition or anything like that. I mean, we were shooting on film cameras when I was at film school. And you physically had to edit the film, cut it and splice it and put it together. A really fantastic experience. But when I compare that to what you do today when you want to produce a film or a piece of media, it's vastly different. So I've kind of grown up as a media producer through kind of the evolution of film and media production. So now when I produce media, you know, I use things like Adobe Premiere Pro. I use Bias Peak to process sound. I also use other things like Audacity. There's a few kind of tools in my tool bag that I use to produce what I do. But that's what Redweb were really interested in, my film and video experience. So what we decided to do was, because they have a lot of clients, and of course everyone really is aware that video is becoming quite big online. I mean, from a search engine point of view, when you upload videos on YouTube, for example, you know, YouTube, next to kind of Google itself, is the second most major search engine online now. And I was actually discussing this a little bit with Roger last night, that, you know, if I'm going online and I want to find something, the first thing I do is Google it, and if I don't get a satisfactory idea or a little nugget I can take from Google, then I quite often go to YouTube because I know I'll find a video about it if I want to find a tutorial or something like that. And quite often, of course, the two are linked. So Google will lead me to YouTube. So YouTube really is, you know, making video something that really is of importance for businesses and for producing media in general. So me going to Red Web, they wanted me to kind of start producing videos for them. So we started doing that. I made a few videos about them. I made a YouTube channel for them, Red Web, on YouTube. And at that point, we didn't really have any clients. Or we were talking to their clients about doing some videos, but none of them had really bitten the hook. So I was kind of running around just trying to make videos and come up with ideas to do things about Red Web. And then a company called Safelite came along, who are one of Red Web's existing clients, and they bit the hook. They said, okay, make a video for us. And I've been blogging about that and that whole experience. I've been talking about it a lot. The video is now finished and we're due to launch it, or at least I have permission to put it online, or at least I will have the final permission to put it out there online very shortly. So I can't wait to share it, actually, because I'm really, really pleased with the results. But Safelite, they bit and we made a video for them. It was a really brilliant experience. They were so, so helpful in the whole production of the video. And what Safelite does is they make exit signs, and they do all kind of the fire safety. They plan it out and everything. They do kind of fire safety equipment for buildings. And they've actually got some really big clients that they've been working for. So I got to film in Aarhus Art Museum, which is here in Aarhus. That's one of Safelite's clients. I got to film a place in Copenhagen called Danish Industry, which is a big renovation that's going on at the moment, right in the center of Copenhagen. And they're a huge, huge organization here in Denmark. And I got access to go and film in that renovation and film some of the things that Safelite are doing there. So it really was, you know, I really had a blast of a time making that video. And then immediately after that, I started making a video for a company called Inform, which I'm finishing up now. And then I'm also making a video for a company called GD, which do electrical stuff, but industrial style electrical stuff. So they don't just do, you know, the kind of stuff you can go in to a hardware store and buy. I mean, they do the really big kind of cables and all kinds of stuff for kind of industrial electrical installations. So I've made a little video about them, all through Red Web. And we're in the situation now where my internship for Red Web is more than finished. I mean, it finished nearly a month ago, but I've carried on. Partly because I wanted to finish the projects that we'd started down at Red Web. You know, I can't go there as an intern and start a bunch of things and not finish them. And partly because we're speaking a lot about me actually being employed by them. And we've got to the point now where we've had these three projects. Two of them are still ongoing, but will be finished very soon. It's got to the point where I've turned around to them and said, well, you guys need to give me a job because, you know, my internship's over and I'm due to hand in my final assignment in a couple of weeks. You know, it's crunch time, really. And what they've, you know, what we've had a big discussion about and what they've turned around to me and said is that, you know, if I'm going to exclusively make videos for them as an employee, there's not enough projects that have come in so far for them to be able to pay me a regular wage on a monthly basis, which I fully understand. And I know that's the case because, you know, we're pushing video to clients, and of course trying to get clients to understand the value of video, and trying to get them to understand that making a video, you know, a professional video, not just a video you can shoot on your iPhone or anything like that, but a video that actually looks like something that's professional, that's high quality, that's you know, something that you could easily just see on you know, almost an equal standard to what you would see on your TV, on television. You know, we're talking that kind of standard. And you know, trying to convince the clients that if they want that kind of standard, and that's the standard that we deliver, or I deliver, I'm not prepared to compromise on that, because I really do believe it's about quality and taking the time to produce good quality. So of course then we kind of have to convince the clients, or at least educate them, I guess, on the fact that, okay, if you want a video, then, you know, it's not something we can knock up in a few hours. It's a process to talk about what the video is about and how it's going to fit into their strategy of how they want to communicate online, how it's going to fit into their existing website, all that kind of stuff. So really we're in the process of talking to some of their other clients about doing video projects, but we're not quite there yet. You know, we've, once I finish these two projects, we're kind of out on a limb, really. We're kind of waiting, or at least pushing other clients to say, yes, let's make a video. But also at the same time, you know, we're figuring out what kind of videos we can make. There's all kinds of situations where we can make videos for clients, and we're learning what they are at the same time. You know, my background, although I have a big background in making videos, you know, I'm with, in the age of social media, you know, I think we're all learning new and interesting ways of how to produce videos for ourselves, for clients, for organizations. So, you know, it's also partly a learning curve that we're actually, you know, talking to them and saying, we want, you know, let's make a video. What can we do it about? How's this going to fit into your overall strategy? How, you know, so there's a lot of questions that we have when we come to them. So we're already in this process of talking to clients and trying to get the next project in, which means they're not really in a position to offer me a full-time job. What they are in a position to do, which is, I think, what we're going to go ahead with, is to employ me on a freelance basis. That presents me with all kinds of thoughts and things that I need to start planning and doing. And from the one point of view, it would be really fantastic to be a part of Red Web, a full part of Red Web, and be an employee. And, you know, concentrate on making videos for them and for their clients. But at the same time, the idea of working for Red Web, being their video guy, and also having the freedom to be freelance, so I can also pursue projects elsewhere. I have quite a few ideas for different projects that I'd like to do, that involves me approaching companies and approaching organizations, and coming up with, you know, and presenting them with ideas of things that I'd like to do for them. You know, so I'm in, what am I trying to say, really? I'm in this situation where I'm having to take that step and say, is it okay that I can be freelance? Is it okay? Am I ready for this? Because I've been freelance before, and I think at that stage I wasn't ready. You know, I was looking for clients in all the wrong places. I was approaching bands, for example, saying, oh, I can make a music video for you. Great, I made some music videos. It was all a lot of fun, but bands don't have money, really. Record companies do, on general, but bands don't. So I was in a position where I was really looking for clients in all the wrong places. And I'm a lot older and uglier now. And I'm realizing now that I have that toolkit to say, or I have that knowledge, that experience to say, well, if I'm going to do this, if I am going to be freelance and operate as someone who's a media producer with a degree very soon, you know, with a whole toolbox of communication and being able to build things online and produce media and have the social media experience that I have. I feel like I'm standing on the edge of something now. I'm standing on the edge and thinking, am I ready to be freelance again? But am I ready to do it from the point of view of taking all the energy, enthusiasm and knowledge that I have, that I've built up over a very long period of time, and pouring it into this and doing it right this time? Not walking around trying to find clients who have empty pockets, but walking around and trying to find clients who actually have the finances and the resources to fund the kind of things and the kind of quality that I want to produce. That's where I'm at the moment. From one point of view, I really want to work for Red Web. I really would like to be an employee of theirs. They're an awesome company and they're really brilliant people and they've treated me fantastically. But on the other point of view, their offer of saying work for us but be freelance, I'm starting to see that as a huge advantage, because I can work for them, but it also gives me the freedom to pursue other projects, other things, that other ideas that I have, without feeling as though I'm having to do all those things on the side. So that's really the situation that I'm in right now. Due to finish my degree in a couple of weeks' time, have this offer from RedWeb to work for them as a freelance, which is what I want, which is not what I wanted to do when I started working or doing my work experience for them. I wanted to be an employee of theirs. But now I'm thinking, having spoken to Roger last night, who really inspired me, because he's a photographer and a media producer, and he does it as a business, as him. So, I came away from that conversation really reflecting on my own situation, which is, having got all this experience behind me, having you know, rubbed shoulders with Red Web, am I now ready? Do I have the toolkit to be someone who is freelance, someone who can actually start a business? And looking at some of the things I've done in the last few years, 100 Stories for Haiti being one of them, I think all of that, plus my education, plus my background, plus everything, I think has really given me the toolkit now to actually say, yeah, I can do this, but if I am going to do this, I've got to be a man on a mission. Which I was during 100 Stories for Haiti. I mean, I lived that project for the entire period that it was going. And I don't think anyone can argue that it wasn't a success. It did what it was meant to do, which was raise money for the Red Cross, and that's what it did. So can I pour all that energy and enthusiasm into doing an enterprise of my own, becoming freelance, starting up a media production or transmedia production entity, and be my own man online? That's where I'm at the moment, and I think I'm 90% there with the decision, but it's a big decision. There's a lot of things going on for me personally right now. Financially, we're really struggling. My daughter's due to start a school after the summer, a private school, and stuff like that. So this whole choice of jumping out there and being freelance, you know, from a practical point of view, I have totally got to be a man on a mission, because, you know, I got to support my family. The big question for me now, which is really going in my mind, is, am I there yet? Am I there? Am I ready to be a man on a mission, and give this, you know, all the time and energy and enthusiasm that I can give it? I think I can. But the fact that I'm kind of talking to you here about it, of course, still means that there's a little bit of doubt. So I think a little bit more thinking. I've got some time on my own for the next few days where I have to concentrate on my main assignment. So that'll be some more thinking time too. But I think generally I realise I'm there and I have the tools to do it. So I just need to make that final snap decision and then just go for it.